Blog Talk Radio. Entry and exit tones are off. All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Praise the Lord, evangelist. You got it.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We greet you. Amen. This afternoon. Amen. Or tonight. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. It's an honor. Praise God. Amen. To come before you tonight. Praise God. Amen. We are grateful. Amen. That the Lord has allowed us all to see another day. Amen. Without Him, we just can't make it. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And we just need to tell the Lord, thank you. Glory to God. We are head back. Amen. And look towards heaven. Amen. And tell the Lord, thank you. Glory to God. Amen. Because He didn't have to do it. Amen. But He did. Amen. And we are so grateful tonight. Praise God. Amen. On this Tuesday night. Amen. Coming. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Enjoying another night. Amen, of the PNN Prayer News Network. Amen. What an honor. Glory to God. Amen. We want you to know that we appreciate you. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. And we pray that your day, amen, or your evening, amen, has just been blessed. Awesome. Praise God. Amen. One thing about it, praise God, the Lord brought us through. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And we are grateful. Amen. We always have a lady in our church, praise God, that give prayer requests, amen. And she always say, Lord, I thank you for one more day, amen. Glory to God, amen. So I want you to know, praise God, amen, hallelujah, you're in the right place at the right time, amen, at the right station, amen. Don't touch that dial, amen, amen. You're in the right place on the Prayer News Network, amen. And to our host, amen, Evangelist Bradley, amen, the founder, the visionary, glory to God, amen, a woman of God, praise God, amen, that, amen, that wear many hats, glory to God, amen, that will go, praise God, amen, to the extreme, praise God, whatever it takes, amen, glory to God, as Miranda Curtis saying, amen, whatever it takes, amen, glory to God, amen, I'm going in, praise God, amen. So tonight we praise God for her. Tonight in her endeavors, her work, praise God, amen, even behind the scenes, amen, glory to God, just can't, praise God, amen, just give enough praise for her, praise God, amen, so we praise the Lord for her tonight, amen, glory to God, amen, for the PNN, praise God, amen, that's been on, amen, over 500-something days. Can you imagine? Glory to God. When I heard the number, amen, 500, amen, amen, even 400, amen, my soul just got happy. And the places that it's reaching out to, amen, and what the word, amen, and the news, amen, is going, praise God, good news, amen, glory to God. And I just praise the Lord tonight, 503 days, my Lord, hallelujah, amen. Somebody say, look at God, look at God, my, glory to God. And I praise the Lord, amen, hallelujah, that, amen, amen, amen. I'm grateful. Glory to God. I am grateful. Amen. It's just like a little child, amen, eating a, amen, glory to God, getting that ice cream cone. Praise God. And she's been looking for, amen, for her parents to buy. Praise God. It's just yum, yum good. Amen. Glory to God. Just to know that, amen, we've been praising the Lord, hearing the word of God, hearing good singing, fellowshipping with one another. Amen. Ain't talked about nobody. Ain't called nobody out of their name. Glory to God. The only name we've been calling, amen, is Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And I praise the Lord. Amen. Don't tell me, amen, amen, that it can't be done. Amen. Somebody sing a song. Praising the Lord will pay off after a while. Amen. Keep doing what you're doing. Praise God. Keep calling your friends. Amen. Your neighbors. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Even your enemies, to let them know. Prayer News Network is on. Amen. This is what happens when we come together. Praise God. On one mind and one accord. Amen. Come in. Praise God. Amen. Embracing. Amen. The anointing of God. Embracing the word. Embrace power of God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So we ask you, praise God, tonight, amen, call your friend, amen, or text them to let them know, praise God, PNN, amen, is on, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Even though they may just be coming in the door with a bag of groceries, amen, and just picking up the kids from the soccer game, however, praise God, amen, there's always enough time, amen, to get together. Praise God, so they can calm down. Praise God, get in the recliner on the couch, however, praise God, and enjoy the night with us tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Can you do that tonight? Amen. Just share the good news. Amen. Because that's what PNN is. Amen. The Prayer News Network. Glory to God. Amen. Well, we're not telling you about killing. Amen. We're not telling, praise God, amen, who got ran over. Amen. But we're telling you the good news tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So we're going to ask you, praise God, amen, to just text them, praise God, call them. Amen. Glory to God. And not only that, amen, but souls, amen, have been saved. Amen. Revived. That's why they have came back to the Lord. Amen. I don't know about you, but every time I get on PNN, amen, glory to God, amen. Glory to God. I may come in one way, but I sure enough go out another way. Amen. And that's amen. Glory to God, to say amen, that Jesus, amen, every time I think of the goodness of Jesus, all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, I praise him for saving me. Glory to God, amen. So tonight, amen, grab hold to Jesus, amen, pulling in tonight, hallelujah, amen, tonight, amen, it's Tuesday night, glory to God, hallelujah, and I'm grateful tonight, amen, hallelujah, to be in the number one more time, hallelujah, amen. Lord, you praise God to get your pencil, your pad, praise God, glory to God, amen, to just get ready, amen, to enjoy Jesus tonight with us, hallelujah, amen. Whatever you're going through, whatever you've been through, whatever you're coming out of, whatever it looks like, glory to God, there is nothing too hard for God. Amen. We come to let you know tonight, prayer works. Prayer works. Amen. But faith is the key. Amen. That unlocks the door. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Just a little bit of faith. Amen. That's all you need tonight. Glory to God. Amen. So we thank the Lord tonight for you, and yes, you. Glory to God. To all of our advisors tonight, we praise the Lord for you tonight. Amen. Glory to God. To all of the leaders, amen, that have joined tonight, praise God. Amen. If this is your first time, God bless you tonight. We praise the Lord for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, she praise God. Amen. To just, amen, enjoy Jesus with us. Glory to God. Take out your shoes. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Get loose. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because we believe, amen, in serving the Lord. Amen. And praising the Lord tonight. Amen. So we ask you tonight, amen, to get your pad, your pencil, praise God, amen. And don't forget to call someone, amen, or text someone to let them know the good news is on tonight. Hallelujah, the Prayer News Network. Glory to God, and I praise the Lord for it. Hallelujah, amen. And we ask you, praise God, amen, to get ready, praise God, as we get ready, praise God, to sanctify the line tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Realize, amen, we have much, glory to God, much to pray for. Hallelujah. Amen. If it ain't one thing, it's something else. Amen. But to God be the glory. Amen. For the things that he has done. Amen. And the things that he's going to do. Glory to God. Amen. And we just praise the Lord tonight. Amen. For his grace and mercy. Amen. Is everything 100? Amen. Sister Bonds, amen. Sister Diane, no, it's not. Everything is not 100. Amen. But I know where my help comes from. Amen. And my help comes from the Lord. Amen. Who made the heaven and the earth? Amen. Glory to God. I don't know about you. Amen. Amen. Yes, been down, been out. Glory to God. Amen. Been up. Amen. Glory to God. But thanks be to God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. My praise never left me. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, I yet, praise God. Amen. Yet know how to tell the Lord thank you. Glory to God. Yet tell him, amen, how much I appreciate him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. That should draw your heart and mind in. Amen. Get something on your mind. Glory to God. That person, praise God. Amen. On your mind. Praise God. Amen. As we're getting ready to break the throne of grace tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. If ever was a time that we need to pray. The time is now. Amen. The time is now. Praise God. Amen. So we're going to ask you, praise God, tonight to wherever you may be. Amen. To stop what you're doing. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And just pray with us. Amen. As we begin to call on the name of Jesus, lift him up. Because he's worth it.
Amen. The recording has started.
Praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So let you praise God. Amen. So let's go before the Lord in prayer. Our Father, our God, we come to you tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come, praise God, as humble as we know how, praise God. We come tonight naked before you, oh God, because we realize, oh God, there is nothing hid, oh God. Hallelujah, from you there is nothing said that you don't hear. Glory to God. And we come tonight, God, at you, oh Lord, to search us, oh God. Turn the light from heaven tonight on our souls. Find anything that shouldn't be. Oh God, take it out tonight and strengthen us tonight, oh God. We want to be right. We want to be saved, God, and we want to be whole. Hallelujah, Lord. And we ask you tonight, Lord, to have your way, Holy Ghost, in this place. Lord, we ask you, Lord, hallelujah, filterate this place. Glory to God. Hallelujah, oh God. Hallelujah. End this line, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah, oh God. We ask you, Lord, to have your way, oh God, in homes. Hallelujah. Hospitals, nursing homes tonight, in the name of Jesus. Prison walls tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Families tonight. Hallelujah. Marriages. Sickness, oh God, and disease, oh God. Have your way, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and we praise your name tonight. Hallelujah, for the victory in Jesus. We praise your name. Hallelujah, because there's power in your name, oh God. There's power, hallelujah, in your name. Glory to God. There's power, oh my, in your name, God. Hallelujah, power to walk right. Power to live right. Power to heal. Power to deliver. Power to set free. Glory to God. Power to open doors that man kept shut. Power, oh God, to deliver. Power, Lord, to set the captives free. Lord, there's power in your name. Lord, and we praise your name tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because we realize, oh God, without you, we just can't make it, Lord. You are life. Hallelujah, Lord. You are the air that we breathe. Hallelujah, Lord, and we thank you. Glory to God, and we ask you tonight, Lord. Remember every listener that's on this line tonight. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. For Lord, they're standing in the need of prayer. Not my father, oh God, not my sister, nor my brother, Lord, but it's me, God. Hallelujah, so standing in the need of prayer. Lord, we ask you tonight, Lord, to have your way. Lord, we come into this place. Glory to God, we're gathered in your name to worship you. Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you tonight for the miracles. We thank you tonight, oh God, for the healing. We thank you tonight for deliverance. We thank you tonight, oh God, for the victory. In the name of Jesus. For Lord, you said in your words, no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. And every tongue that rises up against us, oh God. Hallelujah. It shall be condemned. Hallelujah, Lord, and we praise you tonight. Glory to God. We praise you tonight. We honor you tonight. Glory to God. As you, oh God, remember those that's in the hospitals. Hallelujah, that are going through with the COVID. Those that's on the ventilators. Oh God, those that's been hooked up, oh God. Hallelujah, to kidney machines. Lord, we call it upon your name tonight. Hallelujah, 911. Glory to God for your healing power. Glory to God to be in the room. Lord, to touch them right now. Hallelujah, let your healing power flow from breath to breath, from room to room. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we realize. Hallelujah, you're the doctor among all doctors. You got the medicine, oh, God, that we need in the hem of your garment. Lord, we ask you tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Work miracles tonight. Hallelujah. Because the doctors say they done all they can do. But hallelujah, we're believing your report tonight. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We believe it. Your report tonight. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we are praise you. We honor you tonight. Hallelujah, because we know, praise God, your name, God, is above COVID. Your name is above Delta. Your name, whatever other name they got, your name is above it. Hallelujah, because there's power in your name. Glory to God. And we plead the blood of Jesus tonight in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. The blood is still worth. The blood still worth. The blood of Jesus. Glory to God. The blood of Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. The blood of Jesus. Oh, my. Glory to God. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the schoolhouse, the blood of Jesus. In the hospitals, the blood of Jesus. In the colleges, the blood of Jesus. In our homes, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. On the job, the blood of Jesus. Cover our young people, the blood of Jesus. Cover our nation, the blood of Jesus, God. Let it cover, God. Let it cover. Let it cover. Glory to the Maya. Let your blood cover. Let your blood cover. Let your blood cover. Hallelujah. For it reaches the highest mountain. It flows through the Lord's valley. Your blood will never lose its power. Glory to God, Lord, and we praise your name tonight. Hallelujah. Whatever. Hey, she came. Come on. You know, whatever. Whatever, whatever, whatever. Glory to God. Lord, somebody's in a whatever state. Whatever state. Whatever state. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Your word say we hear it. We learn how to be content. Glory to God. But Lord, we're waiting on you. Hallelujah. We're waiting on you, Holy Ghost. We're waiting on the healing. We're waiting on deliverance. We're waiting, oh God, for the turnaround. Hallelujah. Because what the enemy meant for bad, Lord, you meant it for our good. Lord, and we praise your name tonight. We praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah. For the blessing may be delayed, but it's not denied. Lord, and we thank you today. We thank you, Lord, for every listener. We thank you, Lord, for every advisor tonight. Glory to God, and we pray tonight, God. We pray tonight, hallelujah. Let's not leave this place the same way we came. But Lord, let your God, your anointing of God, let it flow through the lives. Glory to God forever, far and near, hallelujah. Hallelujah, whatever, God, the satellite is, whatever, wherever it may be. Lord, you able to heal. Hey, God, you able to lift a bow down here. You are able to turn that situation around. You are able, God, to save our children. You are able, hallelujah, glory to God, Lord, to work our finances in the name of Jesus. There is nothing too hard for you to do, Lord. Lord, and we praise your name tonight. You are everything that we need. Glory to God, Lord, and we praise your name tonight. Hallelujah for Mother Reed tonight in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, the bereaved family tonight in the name of Jesus. God, every city, hallelujah, that is represented on this line tonight. Lord, we ask you tonight, Lord, to heal. Heal our loved ones. Heal our relatives. Heal our friends. Glory to God that's in the hospital, even at home. Glory to God, Lord, that has a track COVID. In the name of Jesus, that boy, that little boy, that little girl. Glory to God, let your blood flow, praise God, even in the schools. Protect our loved ones in the name of Jesus. For it's the anointing of God that destroys the yoke. Lord, and we pray tonight, God. Hallelujah, keep the hand of the enemy. Satan, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, hallelujah. The anointing of God for the yokes in the name of Jesus, even in Haiti. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Even on the White House. Glory to God, Lord. Even at Galveston. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God, Lord. Remember, praise God. Hallelujah, the Christians. Remember the body of Christ tonight as a whole, oh God. Keep the hand of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, your grace and your mercy, Lord. It brought us through. God, glory to God, it wasn't a rabbit foot. It wasn't a good luck charm. It wasn't a four-leaf clover. It wasn't our name. Glory to God, it wasn't what we had. But, Lord, your grace and your mercy brought us through tonight. And, Lord, we praise your name tonight. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. We thank you tonight. Remember Evangelist Bradley tonight in the name of Jesus. Glory to the strengthen of God. Strengthen of family. Strengthen of God. Bless her coming in and her going out. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Renew our strength. Glory to God. Lord, renew the joy. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. She may be able to mount up wings as eagles. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, Lord, and we praise your name tonight. We bless your holy name. Even our leaders tonight, God bless, strengthen them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we'll forever give you praise. Lord, lift your name up higher in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you tonight to hide us behind the cross. Glory to God. Keep us, oh God, under the shadows of the Almighty. And Lord, we praise your name tonight. Have your way, God. Have your way. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Lord, we praise your name tonight. Amen. That's a time right there for you to shout hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You've shown up being good to me. Glory to God. Hiya, dosa, mama. Lord, hiya, dosa. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a hallelujah anyhow. Amen. Amen. You ever been in that moment? Amen. The word just hallelujah anyhow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah anyhow. Glory to God. And we praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We praise him. We love him tonight for who he is in our life. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I'm yet saved, sanctified, and filled with the precious Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. And we want you to know, praise God. Amen. As we remember, praise God, amen, those that have gone on, amen, that have appeared to be prayed away for us, amen, but they have gone on, praise God, amen, glory to God, amen, to know, praise God, hallelujah, from labor unto reward, glory to God, hallelujah, to know that praising the Lord, amen, will pay off, amen, after a while, amen, and we praise the Lord tonight, praise God, amen, my pastor, amen, and his wife always saying, praise God, amen, when it was anniversary time, they always have been invited to sing a song, may the works, amen, I done and you done, amen, peeing in, praise God, amen, it's paying off, amen, speak, amen, it's speaking for itself, glory to God, amen, well, souls are being saved, amen, glory to God, being delivered, hallelujah, they're giving their life to Christ. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. People all over the world, internationally, is listening. Glory to God. PNN, amen, is speaking to God. And we praise the Lord. Amen. Almighty, amen, for working it out. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. For the word said, little becomes much when you place it in this hand. Amen. And just be obedient. Glory to God. Amen. So why are you trying to figure it out? Amen. He already working it out. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. So we praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And we just ask you, praise God. Amen. To just yet continue to, amen, to invite someone. Amen. And later on, amen, in the broadcast, we're going to give you a number. Amen. To where you can call in. Praise God. Amen. Call, praise God, and get them get a copy of the amen service. Amen. Glory to God. If you desire, if you don't, praise God, have it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to ask, amen, tonight. Glory to God. Amen. And Sister Robin Jackson, praise God, amen, she's coming to us. Amen. Tonight. Amen. Anointed woman of God. Glory to God. Amen. It's coming tonight to render, amen, to us a solo. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, y'all. Let's have faith. Glory to God. Amen. Sister Robin, God bless you tonight.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within
name. Why am I blessing the Lord? Why should we bless the Lord? This is why we should bless the Lord tonight. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy name. Will you join me tonight and help me bless the Lord tonight? I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His He has made a way the Lord.
Bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Sister Robin Jackson. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. To let us know. Amen. To bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that is within me. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless Him at all times, and His praises shall continually be in our mouth. Glory to God. Amen. You got a right to bless Him. Glory to God. Amen. I got a right to bless Him. Amen. Bless Him. Amen. Glory to God for the scriptures that all magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you again. Amen. Sister Robin, amen. A beautiful voice. Amen. To letting us know, praise God. Bless Him because He has done great things. Great things. Glory to God. And we praise the Lord tonight. Amen. And we're going to get ready, praise God. Somebody said it's word time. Hallelujah, it's word time. Word time, amen, in the house tonight, amen. And we're not going to hold, amen, any longer, praise God, amen. But our speaker tonight, praise God, hallelujah, from Madison, Georgia.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. From the Saints Tabernacle United Pentecostal Church. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I tell you, it's good news. Amen. Good news tonight. Amen. On the Prayer News Network. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And the speaker tonight, amen, is none other than, amen, Evangelist Devlin. Praise God tonight. Glory to God from Madison, Georgia. Amen. Madison, Georgia. Glory to God. Amen. So we praise the Lord tonight. Amen. For the word of God. As you pray, praise God. Amen. As you come forth. Amen. Get your pencil and pad. Praise God. Jot it down. Glory to God. Amen. Because we are in. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We are in. Amen. The right time. The right place. Amen. To hear the word of God. Amen. And that's none other than, amen, Evangelist Devlin Biggs. God bless you, woman of God, tonight.
God, so glad to be on the line one more time. We thank God for this great service that have already taken place. Oh, my God, you all have ushered the presence of the Lord in this house. I tell you, I feel it in my living room right now. Hey, my God, I thank you, God. Thank you, God. We give great honor unto God on tonight. Thank God for being saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and have a mind to live for the Lord. I thank God I give great honor unto the founder of our church, Saints Tabernacle in Monroe, Georgia, the late, great Elder Charles Lemons. Also to our great pastor, Evangelist Selma Lemons. We give great honor to them on tonight. And I also give great honor to Evangelist Visionary Founder Evangelist Bradley. Amen. We thank God for her being a vessel that was used by God and yet being used by God. And also I give great honor to Evangelist Buns and also to the soloist, the great soloist on tonight. I was rocking my head and singing this song along with you, Sister Robin Jackson. Manuel, I thank God for you being a vessel to even count me worthy or whatever the word is to even speak the very first time and for you all to even allow me to come back to share a word. And I thank God for the opportunity. I thank God for just being on this line, Prayer News Network. I call this the lifeline. Yes, yes. I call this the lifeline. Every time you're having this service, you're throwing out the lifeline to bring in a soul to Christ. Amen, amen. We thank God for tonight. We ask that you pray for us that the word of God will have a free course. And we pray to God that it bless somebody that is listening, that may not be saved at this time right now. We are hoping and praying and believing that something will be said or done, will give you a mind to be saved. Even those that need strength, we pray that, oh my God, yes, that you will be strengthened with the might of the Lord. Yes, yes. We get ready to go to the word on tonight. Somebody said the word of God is right. Yes, it is. The word of God is right. We ask, if you will, to go with us to St. Luke, the 14th chapter, 16th verse. St. Luke, 14th chapter, and the 16th verse. And it reads, "Then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, Come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. Another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. Have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and shewed the Lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. Mm-hmm. The thought for tonight is a call to righteousness. A call justness. The word calls means to make a request or a demand. The word righteousness means being in accordance of being right, being true, godly, and proper. A call to righteousness. That's what God is doing. He's crying out. He's using the messengers, even through this broadcast, to even through the Proud News Network, to send out a call of righteousness. No, my God, yes, north, south, east, and west. He's sending out the call. COVID-19 might have thought it had us bound, but how many of y'all know the word of God is not bound? Telephone, yes, yes. Hey, people can gossip on the telephone. Why can't we share the gospel? Hey, God, yes, on the telephone line, going out to those that are in need. I think about the word call. A lot of times we pick up the phone, and I know because of COVID, we haven't been able to go to a lot of restaurants. So we've been had sometimes call in orders. When we call in our order, we expect for that order to be proper. We expect for that order to be exactly what we ordered. And we wouldn't mind if they put a little extra in there, amen? But we want our order to be exactly what we ordered. And that's exactly the way God is. He's calling, oh God, he's calling for righteousness. In this day, he's calling for righteousness. And I know even now we have what you call caller ID. Hey, God, I'd be honest with you. I appreciate the caller ID because sometimes you get so many scammers. You get so many calls you don't want to receive. And if you don't be able to see them, you pick it up and not know who it is. Every call you don't need to receive, amen? Every call you don't need to answer. But this call, yes, yes, this call, take heed to. I think about, we go back to the beginning of time when in Genesis, how God, he created the earth. He created the heaven and the earth, and he brought forth all the animals, the waters, the seas, the beautiful flowers, the beautiful plants. And if you look now during this fall or spring season, you see all the beautiful flowers just blooming. And that represents God's glory. And I think about God, he saw fit for Adam and Eve to be created. He created Adam. And then he took a rib from Adam and he created Eve. I'm going back in time for a reason. Because I want to show everybody what the plan of God is. See, man has a plan. Satan has a plan. But we need to know what God's plan is for us. He was the one created us. And it was a purpose. Am I like, God, yes. It was a purpose why he created you. It was a purpose why God allowed you to be born. There were so many people, even children that were given up for adoption, and even that there were some that just seemed like the parents didn't want them. But I yet will let you know you were born for a reason, yes. You were not a mistake. What man say? You were not a mistake. Even if you're to the point where maybe your mother and father have neglected you. But God loves you. He created you for his purpose and for his glory. The Bible says that Adam and Eve, God had set up the garden. And it was so, I could imagine in my mind, it was so beautiful. And even picture this, people of God, picture this. That when we go to a wedding, We go to the wedding and we see all the beautiful decoration. The groomsmen are sharp. The groom is sharp. The bride maids are sharp. The ring bearers are sharp. Everybody's sharp. But the main person that is the highlight of that wedding is the bride. And I look at this like just like that. God set up this beautiful earth so that his creation, when they come forth, they will come forth to something that's beautiful. Could you imagine how beautiful the apples were? Could you imagine how beautiful the oranges and all the beautiful fruit that he had created upon the earth? And then he decided that man needed to come forth. And the Bible say that man was made of the dust of the earth. And he breathed into man. And he became a living soul. And when he made man for his glory, yes. He made man for his glory. There was no sin upon the earth. Adam hadn't sinned. Eve hadn't sinned. They were made the way God wanted them to be made. But remember, there was somebody called Satan. Even he came through the figurative of a serpent. And if you notice, a serpent, when they come, they don't always make noises. They come real quiet. They ease up on you in an ease way. But the Bible said that the devil came, and the serpent came, and he was an evil spirit. And the Bible said that he was more subtle, meaning that he was more cunning. See, he didn't come to Adam. Adam was the one God gave the promise to. Adam was the one God gave the law to. He gave the command to that every tree of the garden you can eat, but you cannot eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And I used to tell my vacation Bible school class this. He did not want you to eat from the tree of good, of knowledge of good and evil, because he didn't want you to know about evil. Think about it, saints of God. He didn't want us to know about evil. That's why he told them not to eat from that tree. But here comes Satan with his deceiving spirit, which is upon the earth right now. Oh, my God, yes. He's a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. The Bible said that he spoke unto Eve. And this is what he told Eve. See, he knows how. See, we as the people of God have to be wise. The Bible said, be wise as serpent, but harmless as dove. He told her, he said, you are going to become as gods. Now, if somebody tell you that you're going to be a god, ooh, That probably just swell your head up. But it was a catch to it. Mm-hmm. In that verse where it says in the third chapter of Genesis and the fifth verse, when you get a chance, look at it. Third chapter of Genesis and the fifth verse. If you look at the word God, it's a lowercase g, which means idol god. Then he even told it in the sixth verse. He said, you're going to eat from that tree, and it's going to make you wise. Now, who don't want to be wise? Who don't want to have wisdom? Who don't want to have understanding and wisdom of how to do things? Oh, he just fixed it up. God had a plan. God had gave the plan out to the people, a call of righteousness. But the Bible says that Eve gave in, and she gave to Adam, and he ate of the fruit. And their eyes came open. And they saw that they were naked. But look at it. When they was in their spiritual body, they didn't know they were naked. See? But when they got in the flesh, when they gave in to Satan, oh, my God, yes. And one thing about it, when you give in to Satan, after you give in to him, then he will show you your shame. See? He will show you your shame. He'll show you up after the fact. But God had gave a commandment to them for them to keep, and they did not abide by it. And that's the same way now. Even when children do wrong, the first thing they want to do is hide. I remember even before I got saved, I was a professional thief. I was a thief by day. I thank God for his saving grace. I remember even, you know, and it's one thing about when you're not saved. It's something about how the devil can put ideas in your mind of things to do. Your mind is a workshop for the devil when you're not saved. You are a vessel or instrument for Satan when you're not saved. I remember something as simple as this. When we would go out and play and in the summertime and it would just be so hot, and when you come back home, you look in the refrigerator and you see some water, but then you also see this cold orange phantom drink. And the only thing I really wanted was that cold orange phantom drink. But guess what? It wasn't even mine, but I still wanted it. So what the devil put in my mind, he said, well, go ahead and open it halfway and drink some of it. Put a little sugar back in it and some water, shake it up, and fold it back closed. See, he's a creator of evil things. And if you are an instrument for him, he'll do it for you too. So when my mother got ready to find out when she went in there to drink her drink, she said, who been in my drink? And the way she could tell I was lying, I would get to study. You've been in it. And when time for me to get that beating, I ain't said just a little pat. When time for me to get that beating, the same Satan that spoke to me was nowhere around to stop it. The same way the shame came upon Adam and Eve, Satan, it didn't say nothing about that serpent was around anymore. The devil will put you out there, and he will leave you. He will push you to do things, and he will leave you out there by yourself. But the Bible said that man was so wicked upon the earth. And please remember, the plan of God is a call to righteousness. Oh, my God, yes, a call to righteousness. The Bible said that the devil made man. He said that my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is also flesh. But God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth. But then in the 8th verse, in the 6th chapter of Genesis, it said, but Noah found grace in the eyes of God. You may be that Noah in your family right now. Maybe your children are not saved, and they're doing all kinds of things. Maybe your loved ones are doing all kinds of things. But maybe you are that Noah in your family that God has found grace to put upon your family. They may have done things that have caused them to be destroyed, but God is using you to be that Noah that will help save your family. Keep being the Noah, the female Noah, the male Noah, whatever it takes. Continue to stand in the gap for your family. The Bible said that God, that Noah found grace in the sight of God. And God decided that he would use Noah to be able to build an ark. And when he built that ark, he built it according to exactly how God told him to build it. This is about God's plan. And when he built the ark, the Bible said him and his family went in to a very kind. And it even said that he took 7 clean animals of different kinds. And I found out that the reason why he took 7 clean animals was because they were going to be for the sacrifice. That when the flood is gone, Noah built an altar, and he presented and sacrificed those animals before God. And the thought I got out of that, God accepts a clean offering. God accepts a clean sacrifice. That's why he said in this word, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. In other words, it's the least we can do. Is present ourselves to God. God's plan was that Noah would build the ark because God had decided that he was going to destroy the earth with a flood. It was going to rain 40 days and 40 nights, just like even right now. God could use you to be that Noah, as I said, to prevent destruction from coming to your city. God could look at the city and see all the corruptness that's in it, but he looked down at you and said, because of their holiness, oh my God, because of the life that they're living, because they're standing in the holy place, I will not consume this family. I will not consume this city. That's why we as the saints of God, we got to stand for holiness. Remember, my God, yes, we got to stand for righteousness. Even when we're being persecuted, when we're being lied on, no matter what people say, we got to stand for righteousness. The call of righteousness. The Bible said that after it rained 40 days and 40 nights, that God destroyed the whole earth. He destroyed all the animals. He destroyed every mankind. But Noah and his family were saved all because of his obedience. I could imagine that Noah preached. He told the people, it's going to rain. It's going to rain. Just like us preachers now telling people, God, Jesus is coming back. He's coming back. And they act just like we're not saying anything. Act like it's something that doesn't even matter. But one day, he's coming back. He's going to come back without a doubt. I'm so glad for the call to righteousness. The Bible said that, I thank God for Jesus because he said, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. See, that was in the plan of God. It was in the plan of God for God to redeem man back to God, back to himself. He didn't want man to be destroyed anymore. He wanted to give man a chance to get to heaven. He wanted man to be able to live a life of cleanliness on this earth. And so she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people, hallelujah, from. That means he's going to take you out of it. He's going to take you out of the alcohol. He's going to take you out of the adultery. He's going to take that tone of lying out of you. He will save you from your sins. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. That's the call to righteousness. That's what he wants for us, is to have life. And I'm not talking about life in prison. I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. That means it's explosive. It's huge. It's mighty. When you live for Christ, it's the best life that you can ever live. He said in his word, if you turn to Romans, the 8th chapter, I have several scriptures. I tell you, I'm a preacher. I believe in giving the word. I don't just want to talk. People need the word. The Bible, the Psalms say, everything going down but the word of God pass away. When everything is done away with, the word is still going to be standing. We're living in a day now where people are putting trust in any and everything. Just like the man that built his house on sand. Now, who in the name of Jesus would build their house on sand? And when the storm came, the house could not stand because the water just washed away the sand. But the man that built his house on a rock, he was able to stand. But by God, yes, make sure you're standing on the rock of Jesus. Jesus is the rock. Because, see, even in the time that we're living in now where COVID has hit tremendously, it has hit through death. It has hit through loss of jobs, loss of homes. And if people ever needed to depend on God, it's times right now. There may be people right now that have so much trust in their job that when they wake up the next morning, I'm going to still be able to go to work. But lo and behold, the job is. But if you just trust in God, he will provide. I felt that in the name of Jesus. He said, the cattle on the thousand hills belong to me. He said, behold the fowls of the air. They reap not, neither do they toil, neither do they gather into barns, but yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. If he can feed the bird, he's going to feed you. Keep trusting. Keep leaning. Keep depending on him. He will not let you down. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. See, when we was in the flesh, we did those things of the flesh. See, when we was acting crazy, it was a reason why we was acting crazy, because we was in the flesh. But when you get saved, by God, yes, there is a difference. You don't have the same mind. You're no longer the same person. You are a new creature. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Maybe right now you're caught up in something and you want to get out and you can't. But if you just trust in God, the one that is able to change that situation, the one that created you, and if he created you, he can change you. Yes, yes, yes. If he created you, since he created you, he can change you. Just like, for example, if you had a Cadillac that you bought from the Cadillac dealership. Now, if something go wrong with that Cadillac, you ought to be able to take it back, and they should be able to know exactly what's wrong and know how to fix it. So if something is going wrong with you, take it to the Creator. Yes, yes. Take it to the Creator. He can fix it. He knows exactly what's going on. Romans 8:2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. But what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Now, what this means is we could not keep the word of God on our own. We couldn't do it. We may have tried, but we could not do it because the spirit of the keeper was not on the inside. But this is why he said that for what the law could not do and that it was weak, he condemned sin in the flesh. And this is the reason why he condemned it, saints of God and people of God. That the righteousness, hallelujah, of the law might be fulfilled in us. Hallelujah. A call to righteousness. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. That's the reason why the people you used to hang with, you don't want to hang with them no more. That's the reason why the places you used to go, hallelujah, you don't want to go there no more. That's the reason why your inheritance is among those that are sanctified, hallelujah. Hallelujah, because yes, you get glory out of praising God. You get a blessing out of being among God's people. It's supposed to be that when you get saved, there is a difference. I've seen people that come in one way and go out the other. People that come in drunk and go out sober. Hallelujah. That's what the Spirit of God does. It sanctifies you. In the name of God, yes, it gives you a spiritual surgery. A spiritual surgery. It takes out the sin and it put in righteousness. Hey, God, let every man that be in Christ, he is a new creature. He is a new creature. But they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. That's the reason why we as the church, if we said we are saved, be saved. Not saved on Sunday and then Monday, you're with the world. Choose ye this day, oh my God, yes. Choose ye this day whom ye will serve. Do you not know there are people out there that need Jesus? But if people are unholy in their claim of righteousness, but they are unstable in all their ways, their light cannot shine. God is not going to shine through sin. God is not going to shine through unrighteousness. In the name of Jesus. That's why he said, choose ye this day whom ye going to serve. Thanks of God, we carry a light that is brighter than a 100-watt bulb. The light that God has given us, a light bulb can't even do it. A light bulb can't even touch it. Because the Bible says, they that sat in darkness saw great light. And they saw that great light because they saw Jesus. Mm-hmm. Jesus is not here physically. So we are the representatives of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Are you that light? Mm-hmm. It's not supposed to be that when they come around the saints of God, they're uncomfortable. Or should I say that they can blend in with you. It's supposed to be that when they get around you, if a wrong word come out, that they say, excuse me, I'm sorry. It don't supposed to be that they can curse around you and it be all right. Say, something ain't right. Something in the milk ain't clean, my grandmama used to say. The Bible said that Jesus told Peter, he said, the devil desired to sift you as wheat. Oh, my God, yes, but I have prayed for you. That when you are converted, that you will strengthen those that remain. See, the devil don't want us to walk holy. He don't want us to be righteous. He don't want us to heed to that call of righteousness. He wants us to be unholy. He wants us to take heed to what he wants us to do. But thanks of God, I remember when my grandmother used to make biscuits, and she would use a sifter, and she would sift out the good flour. And but when she got finished, you would look in the sifter, and you would see hard pieces. Now, she wouldn't put that in with the good. She would throw it away. So the devil is trying to sift the saints of God. He's trying to sift your joy, trying to sift your power, trying to sift your strength. But God said, I will strengthen you with my God, yes, I will strengthen you with my might. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, not your might. Saints, we can't do this by ourselves. People of God, we can't do it by ourselves. That's why we have to pray. We have to fast. We have to get in the Word. We have to stay close to God. We have to, so that we can stay strong, so that we can be that light to be a help to somebody. The saints of God, I'm going to tell you, if you will turn to Philippians. Now, this is talking about the benefit of Christ's death. See, that was a sacrifice that had to be made in order for us to receive the righteous fruit. Philippians 2, 7 through 10. But made himself, excuse me, let this mind be in you, fifth verse, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, because he suffered, because he went through the death, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, hallelujah, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in the earth and things under the earth. At the name of Jesus, hallelujah, my God, yes. When you're going through trouble, when you're going through grief, if you can't say nothing else, just say Jesus, hallelujah. Hey, God, if you can only just say Jesus, maybe you're going through pain in your body right now, just say the name of Jesus, my God, yes. the name of Jesus. There, God. Yes, there's healing in his name. There's deliverance in his name. Jesus. Jesus. Yes, Jesus. If that's all you can say, just say Jesus. Oh, my God, yes. Oh, God, yes. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, God, he hears your cry. He hears your cry. He does not have a deaf ear. He hears your cry. He knows your name. He knows your name. He knows your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He knows your name right now, God. Oh, God, that person that right now, Lord, they used to be in the ark of safety. And maybe they are ashamed to come to you as the woman that was caught in adultery. But, God, you look beyond all our faults, and you saw our needs. You took our iniquities and our infirmities to the cross. Oh, God, whoever it is right now, in the name of Jesus, God, save them right now. Hallelujah. Save them right now. God, oh my God, yes, set free right now in the name of Jesus. Those that are sick right now, heal in the name of Jesus. Heal by your power, God. Yes, God, yes, yes, yes. We believe your word. We take you at your word, God. We take you at your word. There is a call of righteousness, saints. People of God, everyone on the line, there is a call of righteousness. I'm so hurt in this day and time to see what is going on in the world today. We see people that are calling right wrong and wrong right. We see people that are making a mockery of the people of God. They're picking at the people of God. But just remember, saints of God, they mocked Jesus. They spit upon Jesus. They ridiculed Jesus. But after he rose, hallelujah, he rose with all power in his hand. If we don't suffer, we would not reign with him. As the people of God, we would not reign with him. Thank you, God. I'm listening. Think about the word of God it says. In 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter, hallelujah, God. Now the Spirit speaketh expressively, or the words the Spirit speaketh clearly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. The word seducing means to attract or tempt by offering pleasure or advantages, to attract someone to a belief of action that is inadvisable. Seducing spirits is an attraction that is powerful. But you go back to Adam and Eve, how the serpent deceived Eve. It's a seducing spirit. That is what's in the land right now, saints of God. That is what's in the land. But my word to you is do not be moved. Oh, my God, yes, do not be moved. Do not be moved. Don't let nothing shake your faith. Don't let nothing move you from the place in God. Don't let nothing take away your joy. God spoke yesterday, and he said, tell my people they need a passion of Christ. Hallelujah. He said they need a passion. They need to call for the passion again. A desire of me, a hunger of me. Oh, God, blessed are they that thirst and hunger after righteousness, for they shall be filled. They are hungering for things of the world. They're hungering for fashion. They're hungering for flesh. My sanctuary is not a place of worship anymore. Oh, God, hallelujah, God. They're bringing in spirits that is not of God. The preachers, oh, my God, God is speaking. The pastor, God is speaking to you. And he's saying, no more smooth words. It is time to preach repentance. Oh, my God, yes. It's time to preach repentance. It's time, God. Don't preach for filthy lucre. Don't
to righteousness, a call to righteousness. The mothers, the sisters, the brothers, the preachers, the prophets, the musicians, everybody is a call to righteousness. Don't go to the club on Saturday night and then go get on God's instruments and expect to minister. You are defiled. You are corrupt in the name of Jesus. Preachers in the pulpit that are corrupt in the name of Jesus, you are not acceptable to God. You are a curse in the name of Jesus. You got to stand before God. The blood of the people will be on your hands. You have not warned the people. You're telling them prosperity when they need to be saying, save me, Jesus. God is speaking. There is a call over the world, a call of righteousness, a call of repentance. God is saying, go back to the potter's house of God. Yes, go back to the potter's house. Go back to the beginning. You have left your first love. You have trying to please the people. You're trying to keep the members happy. You're trying to keep your wife happy. You're trying to keep the children happy. He said, you were called by me. I chose you before the foundation of the world that you would be holy in the name of Jesus. Come on from among them. Yes, yes, yes. If you don't have a five members, make sure they're saved. God is not going to he's not going to bless you if your members are innumerable. He's not calling you because of how many. He's calling you because he wants you to preach the gospel, that which he chose you to preach. We are a chosen generation, a royal nation, a peculiar people, a holy nation, that we should show forth the praises of God. He has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah, this is the way God is leading me. He said, find that passion for me. You used to seek me. You used to pray. You used to have a prayer time just for me. Now you got to squeeze it in. But yet you want me to bless you. Yet I keep waking you up. Yet I keep giving you strength. Yet I keep giving you power. He says, seek ye, Lord God. Yes, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Time is coming. Time is short. Oh, God, he's shortening the time for the very elect sake. But if the elect is being deceived, then who will be ready when I come? Who will be ready? The church is being corrupt. Jesus, he tore down the tables when the people were selling in the temple. People are doing extra slides in my house. Oh, my God, yes. Oh, they have taken away the holiness out of my temple. They have taken it away. Oh, God. God is looking for him in you. Do he see himself? Jesus is saying, do I see myself? I'm looking for me in you. I'm looking for me in the church. Where am I? Where am I in the church? Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, you have left your first love. In the name of Jesus, he's saying repent quickly. He's saying repent quickly. Whoever it may be, even those that are living holy, I'm encouraging you to hold on tight. Oh my God, yes. Get a tighter grip. I don't care if it was five people in your house saved, and you're the only one that's saved now. Stay saved. Stay sanctified. That husband draw that wife. That wife draw that husband. And when the husband and wife get together, they can both draw the children. Hallelujah. A call to righteousness in the name of Jesus. God is so soon to come back. He's so soon to come back. And I'm going to tell you, there will be another call. As a matter of fact, it's going to be the last call. God is calling people in to judgment. And this is going to be the last call. If you would turn to St. Matthew, 24th chapter. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. St. Matthew, the 24th chapter, in the 30th verse. This is going to be the last call. He's pleading for the souls. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. For those that are carrying loads, I've learned the hard way. Don't try to carry it yourself. He is saying in his word, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. Every situation you're going through, give it to Jesus. Pray and ask him to show you how to do it. He'll show you. He'll direct you to his word. He said his word, in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct, God, yes, he will direct your path. If you're a pastor, and it seems like you're the only one that's standing for holiness, keep on standing. Don't bow in the name of Jesus. The devil tempted Jesus. He came to him three times. But when Jesus stood, Satan, he went away. The Bible said, resist the devil, and he will flee. Saints, stand for what is right. Stand for holiness. That's the only thing going to stand. There are things going on in the world right now. And see, what the problem is, there are people that honestly want to be saved. But when they look at some of the church, they'll get confused. They're looking at some of the people that are crying in the pulpit, and they're getting confused. And God is saying, I want those that are going to stand for me. Make up in your mind, choose ye this day. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Stop trying to please the people. I remember the Bible talked about when Moses went up on the mountain and God was talking to him about the Ten Commandments. And the people down below were so impatient. They didn't know where Moses was. And we need Aaron, the weak need preacher. He began to take heed to the people. And he fashioned and he made them a golden calf. He did that which was pleasing to the people. But when Moses came off that mountain, oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, he said, choose ye this day whom you will serve. And those that did not obey, oh, my God, God destroyed them. Oh, my God, yes, God destroyed them. And God would do the same thing today. He is a merciful God, but he is also a God of wrath. God does not want to have to provoke people to come. A lot of times when somebody died, then people want to get saved. Oh, I want to come. I want to come. You know, Mookie and Pookie, I got shot. Now, I want to come. I want to come because they're scared. But that only lasts for a little while. He don't want you to come because of that. He wants you to come because you really want him. That you really want him. Blessed are they that thirst and hunger after righteousness, for they shall be filled. There's going to be a last call. Time when I was in the Social Security office and they was calling out numbers. And I remember the lady saying, last call. Last call. In other words, I'm not calling out this number no more. When Christ comes, he's not coming back to get a second trip. He's not making a second trip. That's why he's saying, use your time wisely. A lot of times when we go to the car wash, it has a timer on it. But when that timer starts beeping, either you got to put money in it to extend it, or that time going to run out. So what you try to do is to prevent from putting more money in, you try to speed up to rinse it off so you won't have to do it no more. Time is running out. Don't let time run out on you before you get saved. 24th chapter of St. Matthew and the 30th verse. This is the last call. Get ready to close. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribe of the earth mourn. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. That's why, saints of God, hold on, help. Hallelujah. Help is on the way. Hold on. Whatever you have to do to stay safe, stay safe. Whatever you have to do to please God, please God. If you have to walk by yourself, you are not alone. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the earth, to the other. Whatever direction you in, north, south, east, west. But God, when Jesus come back, we shall be caught up. For the Bible said, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of an archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we which are alive and remain, those that are walking around, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet him in the air. It's going to take power to get from earth to heaven. That's why the Holy Ghost is needed. Get saved, get sanctified, and get the Holy Ghost, and you will never, ever be the same. Amen. This time, I pray and hope that this word has been a blessing to you, and I would like to turn it back over to Evangelist Bonds, and she can direct us in the direction she would love for us to go.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. Hallelujah, Evangelist. Amen. Biggs, amen. What a message. Amen. On tonight, praise God. Amen. My eyes are flowing. Amen. My spirit is overwhelmed. Amen. This is not just a sinner call. This is a saint call. Whosoever will, let them praise God. Amen. And the word on tonight, hallelujah, she said, praise God, a call to righteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And she talked about the last call. Glory to God. Amen. To let us know that we can be knowers. Amen. In our homes. That's so many things. Good message. It's just a message all over. Praise God. We were just knocking down. Praise God. Amen. But we want the whole. Amen. The whole word tonight. Praise God. Amen. I already put my request in. Amen. We want a copy. Praise God, amen, tonight, praise God, amen. But we're going to ask, amen, open up the line, praise God, amen, for the woman to come back, amen. If you want to accept Christ tonight, amen, she have gave you the invitation, amen, have told you what to do. First, repent, glory to God, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah. Repent of your sins, hallelujah, because Jesus is coming back, hallelujah. He's sending out a call, he's sending out his signs. Amen. Somebody said amen. Why is Jesus not talking? Amen. Jesus is using sign language. Amen. Can't you see the sign of the judgment? Glory to God. Amen. We're going to open up the line. Praise God. Those that, amen, want to accept Christ as your personal Savior. Get that personal relationship. Amen. You're going to need it. You're going to need to be saved, sanctified. Filled with the Holy Ghost, amen. You're going to need that keeping power. Hallelujah. Amen. She hit from the pulpit, praise God, to the usher, to whatever part, amen, you play in the church. Amen. Amen. Not so much to say play, but whatever you do in the church, she hit it all. Amen. Hallelujah. No shortcoming. Amen. No more partying. No more playing. Amen. It's time to get serious with the Lord. Praise God. Amen. So, amen. The line is open. Let's start 6. Amen. We're going to ask, praise God, amen, that the evangelist will come back, praise God, to the platform. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. You have sickness in your body. Amen. You want to stand in for someone else. Praise God, your children, your grandma. Praise God, whatever. Praise God, whatever you need. Praise God, amen. We're going to pray, amen. And she's going to pray with you and pray for you. Praise God, amen. So we're going to ask that man, Evangelist Biggs, amen, if you will come back, praise God, to the platform, praise God, and take the prayer request.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank God for Evangelist Bonds, and I thank God for word of God that have went forth on tonight. And we are believing that the word of God will take root. And we are asking right now if there's anyone, hey, God, yes, yes, yes. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed to match, press star 6. If you have a prayer request, whatever the need is, whatever, there's nothing too small, there's nothing too great, and there's nothing too harsh for God to handle. We ask that you come forth at this time. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Whatever the need is, whatever the need is, yes, we ask that you have press star 6 and that you come forth. God will answer whatever you and whatever your cry is. He's here to answer your cry. Hey, God, he's a God that can be reached and he can be touched. He said in his word, they have no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will make a way for you to escape. He is your help. Amen. We ask that you come on the line, press star 6, and we ask that you come forth on tonight. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hello. Hello.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We praise the Lord tonight. Amen. And we just ask you to mesh star 6. Amen. Come on over. Glory to God. Amen. Salvation. Amen. We are here to pray the prayer with you. Praise God. Amen. And if sick among you, praise God, want to stand in someone's stead. Amen. Just mesh star 6. Amen. What a message tonight, praise God, a call for righteousness. Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
Hello.
Our message within. God bless you tonight. Yes.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, we can. God bless you.
Hello. I enjoyed the word on tonight. And I want to stand in prayer for me and my kids. My name is Belinda Rump.
Your name is who? Yeah.
Belinda Rump.
Flaminga?
No, ma'am. Belinda.
Belinda, okay, I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. That's okay.
Belinda Walsh?
Rump, R-U-M-P-H.
Okay, R-U-M-P, okay. And that's you and your family, your kids?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, we definitely will.
Okay, family. Thank you.
Amen, thank you, Sister Rump. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Amen. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Amen. Just match star 6. Hallelujah. Whatever you need tonight is here. It is here. Just come believing. Hallelujah. And trusting. Glory to God in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're struggling with, hallelujah. There is nothing too hard to for God. Hallelujah. Amen. To say, praise God. Hallelujah. For the enemy come to sift us. Sift us as wheat. Glory to God. Take your power away, your joy. Amen. Whatever. Amen. Just want us to be doom and gloom. But great, amen, is the Lord. Amen. And he's worth it to be praised. Hallelujah. This match starts. 6, amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, this is Sister Cassie Brown. I'd like to request prayer for myself for strength.
Amen. It's Sister who? Who you say?
Cassie Brown.
Cassie, all right.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, sweetie. Amen. Bless you. Glory to God. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Strength, hallelujah. Amen. He comes.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
This is Gwen. I would like to request prayer for my mom, Mother Reed, and for my nephew, Trenton Lewis. Pray my strength in the Lord, and I need a little more wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And for all the ladies at the World Relief Center, please,
amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Anyone else?
Jamal.
Hello.
Yes, I like a prayer for the Carmichael Ruggs and Lawson family on the passing of my cousin Minnie.
You said the Carmichael family?
Carmichael Ruggs and Lawson family. On the loss of my cousin Minnie.
Bless you. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Anyone else? This match starts 6. Amen. And come on over. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to pray. Pray, pray, pray. Hallelujah. Pray. Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. If not, amen. We're going to, amen, take these petitions, amen, to the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. An awesome message on tonight. Glory to God. A call. Amen. A call. A call. Glory to God. Amen. To know, praise God, it's time to get it right. Hallelujah. Amen. To know, praise God, He is there. He loves you. Amen. He's a forgiving God. Glory to God. Don't ever say yourself short. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't ever get down on yourself. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. You're not in this alone. Amen. He ain't so bad. Amen. Where He cannot heal you, where He cannot pick you up. Glory to God. We've been right where you've been. Glory to God. Amen. But one night, I went to the church one night. Heart wasn't right. Then got a hold of me. Glory to God. Amen. Just keep hanging on. Hold on to Jesus. Amen. Our Father, our God, we come to you tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord, with grateful. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for all that you have done. Lord, we praise you tonight for the word that has gone forth on tonight, Lord. We thank you for the message and the messenger on tonight. Hallelujah. A call to righteousness. Hallelujah, Lord, and we praise you tonight. Glory to God, we praise you tonight. Hallelujah, for ears to hear and a heart to receive your word. Glory to God, we praise you tonight. Hallelujah, asking your God, hallelujah, Lord, to touch a speaker tonight. Lord, to strengthen her in the mighty name of Jesus, right where she's at, right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, complete healing in the body. And, Lord, we praise you right now. And, Lord, we ask you to remember Sister Belinda Rump tonight. Lord Jesus, we ask you, God, for a special touch for her tonight in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Lord, we ask you tonight, Lord, whatever, look out of order, oh God. You said in your word, you'll make the crooked way straight. And, Lord, we ask you tonight, Lord, do it for us tonight. Hallelujah. Move in our household, oh God, in a mighty way. In the name of Jesus, Lord. And we praise your name, Lord, even for the children. Glory to God. We ask you, Lord, to throw your protecting arms around them, oh God, as they go in and out. Hallelujah, oh God. Lord, even with around the friends. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let your blood cover them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to touch her right now. Glory to God. Bless her finances. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, strengthen her. We should feel like she's weak, God. Strengthen, oh, God. Lord, you be the leading pole for her to stand. Lord, I wish she done all that she know to do. Stand in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you are strength when we're weak, oh, God. And we ask you right now in the name of Jesus. Do it for her, God. Hallelujah. Meet every need in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, we praise you and we thank you right now. Lord, even, oh, God, for Sister Kathy Brown. Lord, is praying for strength. Strength, Lord, strength in the name of Jesus. For God, you said in your word, oh God, that you are refuge. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Present help in the time of trouble. You are our refuge and strength. And Lord, we ask you right now, Lord, to give her, God, hallelujah, meet her desire. Oh God, she want to be strong in you, God, and in the power of your might right now. In the name of Jesus. For Lord, you know what all she's going through. Hallelujah, Lord, we ask you, Lord, overshadow her with your anointing, oh God. Hallelujah, lift up her bowed down head. Encourage her inside out, spiritually, mentally, physically, oh God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Touch her right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, to let her know, God, hallelujah, she is not forsaken. Glory to God. You've been there all the time waiting for her, oh God. And Lord, we praise you right now, God. Bless those, oh God, that comes around. Bless her surrounded. Bless her going out. Bless her coming in. Hallelujah, Lord, and we praise you right now for your amazing grace in the mighty name of Jesus. For Lord, without you, we are nothing, Lord, and we thank you for the many blessings and the better days ahead that is to come. Hallelujah, oh God, for Sister Kathy, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And Lord, we ask you tonight, Lord, to remember Sister Gwen tonight. Glory to God. Lord, we ask you continue, Lord. Let your power, oh God, reign upon her in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh God, even the time that she sit alone, Lord, continue, oh God, to minister to her. But Lord, we come against every enemy that's speaking in her ears, oh God. Hallelujah for doubt. Hallelujah for distrust in the name of Jesus, oh God, to know that this too will pass. In the mighty name of Jesus, glory to God, Lord, to bless, oh God, and touch the women, hallelujah, that's at the relief center. Even those, oh God, that keep company with her, oh God, let, oh God, Sister Gwen, hallelujah, be, praise God, an example. Hallelujah, oh God, even those, oh God, that she be around, but let her be a living testimony in the name of Jesus. God, use her for your glory, oh God, Lord. She may win in one way, but God, when her release comes, she's coming out another way, oh God, proclaiming your name, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and souls coming right behind her in the name of Jesus. Lord, let you remember tonight, God, Mother Reed tonight, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to strengthen her. Glory to God, Lord, strengthen and touch, heal her right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, Lord, and we ask you right now, cover her in your blood, oh God, your precious blood right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, and we ask you right now, Lord, bless the doctors, the nurses, oh God, give them, oh God, wisdom, oh God, how to treat, oh God, and what to do in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord, because we want the best for Mother in the name of Jesus, Lord, and we thank you right now. Glory to God, and make you, oh God, Lord, to remember. Praise God, hallelujah, Sister Carmichael and family, oh God, the Lawson. Hallelujah, family, oh God, in the loss of Miss Minnie, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and other family members. Lord, we ask you to give them strength in the name of Jesus, God. Comfort them, oh God. Oh God, you say you'll wipe away every tear in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. And we praise you right now, God, because only you can do it, God. Only you can give them strength to go through the days that to come. Hallelujah, Lord, and we praise you right now for your grace and your mercy, God, because you are a healer. You are our deliverer. You are our wave maker. And, Lord, we ask you right now, God, this family needs you right now. And, Lord, we ask you right now, God, touch them right now. Bring them through, oh, God, to let them know, praise God, better days ahead in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, bless everyone on this line. Oh, God, we praise you tonight, Lord. We want to be the one that you're calling for. Glory to God, Lord. Take away every blemish. Take away every spot. Take away every wrinkle, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, wait you tonight, God. Shine the light from heaven on our souls. Glory to God, Lord, and we praise you right now. Oh, God, we come tonight repenting. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. glory to God, that you create in us all a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us tonight in the name of Jesus. For glory to God, we thank you, Lord. We praise you tonight, God. Hallelujah. Continue, oh God, to bless, oh God, the advisor, the host. Glory to God, the advisors, all the listeners. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, God, our children, our young people, God, save, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Save, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, and we praise you, Lord, because we're going to need it. They're going to need the Holy Ghost, oh God. Hallelujah. They're going to need that getting up power. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord, and we thank you tonight. We praise your name for all that you have done. Go with us, oh God. Hide us behind the cross, Lord. Keep us, oh God. Keep us under your blood. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, go through every room in the houses. Glory to God. Every child, touch, cover, heal, deliver, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. For Lord, we praise your name tonight, and we ask it all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Tonight, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We praise your name tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. He's worthy, and he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Amen. Just shout hallelujah right where you are. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you. We thank you tonight. We thank you. I don't know about you, amen, but I feel like going on. I feel like going on, praise God. I feel like pressing my way. Yes, amen. It gets, amen, down days. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tear wiping. Amen. Glory to God. But God, amen, is our refuge and strength. Amen. Tonight, amen, we're going to leave numbers with you. Praise God. Amen. So you can get a copy of the service tonight. Amen. If you have it, praise God. Amen. Share it with someone else. Amen. But if not, praise God, we're going to give you a number where you can get a copy, amen, of this, amen, service broadcast on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. It's saying something tonight. Amen. The call. Amen. To righteousness. Glory to God. In other words, you can't come up there any kind of way. Amen. Can't come playing. Amen. Amen. It's all or nothing. Amen. But the number is 912-257. Glory to God. 3918. Amen. Again, 912-257-3918. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to know, praise God. Amen. This is the number, and we have another number for you. Amen. 678-608-7234. 678-608-2-3-4. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And they will get the broadcast out to you. Praise God. Amen. And also, amen. Hallelujah. The number was app. Glory to God. Amen. For our international listeners, praise God. What's app? Praise God. 678-608-7234. For all our international, amen, listeners tonight. Glory to God. Amen. I want you to know, amen, hallelujah. Amen. I just feel like having church tonight. Glory to God. Amen. I'm grateful. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I'm grateful. Amen. For his grace and his mercy. Amen. Look like the more word I hear, praise God, the more, amen, of Jesus, amen, I want. Glory to God. But I want you to know we appreciate you tonight. We love you. Amen. Come back on tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Amen. Some more good news on a PNN Prayer News Network. Amen. Tell somebody about it. Amen. Glory to God. Tell somebody about the PNN Prayer News Network. No gossip. Only thing we're talking about is Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Amen. On tonight. Glory to God. Amen. And we thank God again for Evangelist Bradley. God bless you. Amen. We love you. Our prayers are with you. Praise God. Go. Praise God in Jesus' name, knowing that Jesus loves you. Amen. Till tomorrow night. God bless you.
Begin to honor him. Begin to bless him. Hallelujah. I sing praises.
Session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.